Dear submitters to the Covenant of Allah, with Bani Israel, submit to the Covenant of Allah, with descendants, who would be transported by the Almighty, from the time of Adam, to the end of the world. Prophet Muhammad paid 10% for his zakat charity, just like all the other prophets of Allah. Dear submitters, to the Covenant of Allah, with Bani Israel. Here is a new awesome gift of 5-star hikmah, which we have been waiting for it ever since 1450 years ago, October 10, 2019. Thank Allah for making us pure-hearted. Mutaha also made us to be one of those who has reached certainty, yaqeen, so he could drop on us these awesome hikmah every once in a while. That is how Allah wants to purify his only one religion. Thank Allah for his awesome mathematical miracles. Now, we have the scientifically proven Arabic Quran based on mathematics, the exact science. The Almighty Creator has been sending us awesome mathematical signs through 2 American scientists, and as a result we have now 1,500 pages of scientific reports based on mathematics available to prove these awesome signs. In a way, mathematics is generating the Arabic Quran. There are about 5 million websites and YouTube videos about these awesome miracles. There is a Washington Prayer Breakfast, sponsored by The Family, an extremist Christian religious cult, which started 80 years ago, and all the US presidents were the member of this family. You may want to check those videos on The Family. That is why US government agenda has not allowed those media to talk about these awesome signs of Allah within the past 45 years. Yet, news media shows a cat being saved from a tree. In the Arabic Quran, Allah says, "Give from my provisions, given to you, to the needy people." Allah calls it zakat, which comes from the root word zakiya, meaning pure and clean, not polluted. This word zakat has been repeated 32 times in the Arabic Quran. That means the provisions and the money that we receive daily, weekly, monthly, or yearly, is polluted, and it is unclean, and we must cleanse it by paying our obligatory zakat charity, in order to make our money pure and clean. That is why it is also called the cleansing charity. The consequences of not paying our zakat charity would result a life with so many accidents, lack of health, losing money, and so many other kinds of disasters. Now, we find a few different words referring to the zakat charity in the Arabic Quran. Number 1. The word zakat comes from the root word zaku, meaning cleansing, or cleansing charity, or obligatory charity. This word repeated 32 times in the entire Arabic Quran. Number 2. There is another word called nafaga, or enfog, meaning spending and contributions. This word repeated about 97 times. Let me remind you that in Surah 35, 29, Allah used this word of anfagu, meaning spend, instead of zakat. You see, Allah normally uses these words of salat and zakat together. But in this verse, he used anfagu in order to show us that zakat means to spend, give, and contribute. Number 3, there is the word sadaqa, or sadaqat, meaning charities, which has been repeated many times. And in Surah 9, 60, Allah used the word sadaqat in order to show us that sadaqat is another form of zakat charity. Let me tell you that those who call themselves as Yahud, meaning so-called Jews, and Nasara, so-called Christians, have the same wording in Hebrew, and they call it Sadiq, meaning doing righteous, and in the Arabic language is called Sadaqa. And they have another word called tithing, which is 10% of their income to support those in need. But they just give it to those synagogues and churches. Yet, They see those homeless people in their neighborhood every single day. Yet, they see those homeless people in their neighborhood every single day. And they have another word called tithing, which is 10% of their income to support those in need, but they just give it to those synagogues and churches. Yet, they see those homeless people in their neighborhood every single day. Number 4. Also, you might consider the word K-rat comes from the root word K-yara, meaning doing good things as well, like giving away foods to needy people. Number 5. Allah used another word for zakat, charity, and that is to give the right of relatives, poor people, and aliens and so on. Please pay attention, this part is very important, because Allah used the word give the right, and in Arabic language is atta za al goraba ha ahu, give the right of relatives. That means 10% of what you earn is not your right, yet it is the right of those who deserve zakat, charity, and you should give them their rights, so do not steal from them, because you will pay it one way or another. You may check these verses yourself. 17, 26, 30, 38, 70, 24, 16, 90. Now, who is deserving their zakat, charity, or who should we give our obligatory charities to? From several verses in the Arabic Quran, Allah specified the group and persons that we must give our charities to. Here we go. Whatever charity you spend is for parents, relatives, fatherless children, needy people, aliens, the ones who made a covenant with you in order for you to be responsible for them, or in Arabic language, ma malakat, a monokum. Then, the needy people, the beggars, homeless people, who are living on soil or dust, or those who ask for help. Also, give for freeing slaves, or near neighbor, who is a relative, and the neighbor, who is farther away, or a friend who is near you, or you pay in the cause of Allah, or give to debtors, or to those who employed in order to collect zakat, charities, or spend in order for bringing hearts together and making people make up and reconcile. Just make sure, do not spend wastefully or extravagantly. Unfortunately, these days, we have in our societies those who spend in the cause of dogs and cats, or they donate money to cancer societies, or educations, or AIDS and Alzheimer. Remember, these are not considered as zakat charities. These are the people who have been fooled and enticed by Shaitan. Shaitan has a permission from Allah to share with these kind of people's money and their children. 1764. That is why, for example, in USA, you would not find any stray dogs or cats in the streets, but there are a million homeless people sleeping in the streets, and many people hate them, and most of them, they do not even care about homeless people. This is how a society like USA becomes unappreciative and a godless nation. But do you know why? Here is the reason. Those wicked preachers and rabbis changed those verses in those scriptures, and instead of paying their charity in the cause of Allah to those mentioned above, they changed it to pay your charities to those churches and synagogues. Can you believe that? This is sick. Yet, no one cares, and no one says anything. That is why, so-called, the Bible Belt area in USA is getting hit by more than 1,000 tornadoes every single year, plus hurricanes, floods and fires, and no one cares. You would never, ever find in the Arabic Quran the amount of zakat, charity, that one should pay. Why is it? How come Allah did not mention anything about the amount of obligatory charity, zakat, in the Arabic Quran? No matter how many years, or how many times We read the Arabic Quran with our purified heart, Qalbi Mutahhar, given by Allah. Then again, He shows us a new hikmah, which we never noticed it before. Now, let me first take you to the most powerful night in the history of human beings, the night of power, Surah 97, Al-Ghadr. Just imagine, Allah ordered many angels and the Holy Ruh to come down on earth in an extremely powerful night in order to take up the soul of a 40 years old astray man called Muhammad to the farthest place of prostration, Masjid Al-Aqsa, in the high heaven. Stars were falling down like rains when they were all climbing up towards the high heaven because of the unimaginable speed. Until they all got to the farthest place of prostration in the high heaven, where the eternal paradise is located. Meanwhile, Allah, the possessor of strength, came down from the highest part of horizon until He got as close to Muhammad as a distance of two bows. The mind could not deny what Muhammad saw. Are you doubting what he saw? Muhammad saw Allah in another dimension, at the ultimate point. The eyes did not waver, nor transgressed. Muhammad saw great signs of his Lord. Then, Allah downloaded the whole Arabic Quran into Muhammad's heart while he was looking at Allah. It was peaceful until the advent of the dawn, when Muhammad's soul were brought back to the earth and placed it back into his physical body. Allah be glorified. What a powerful night it was. Then later on, the Holy Ruh, or Ruhi Mogaddas, was getting verses of the Arabic Quran from Muhammad's heart and reading them into his brain, which it calls Vahi, or revealing. I was reading the Arabic Quran in the order revelations Allah revealed to Prophet Muhammad. On the first page, and the first surah revealed to Prophet Muhammad, Surah 96, Al-Ala, or the embryo, Allah showed us the word Salat, contact prayer, in verse 96, 9 and 10. And then, in the third surah revealed to Prophet Muhammad, Surah 74, cloaked, or Al-Muzammil, Allah mentioned Salat and Zakat, charity, in verse 73, 20. Remember, these verses have been mentioned in only on the first couple of pages of the Arabic Quran revealed to Prophet Muhammad. Here are a couple of verses from two small surahs revealed to Prophet Muhammad, Surah 1 and Surah 3. Have you seen the one who enjoins 96:9 others from praying Salat? 96:10. And observe the contact prayers, Salat, give the obligatory charity, Zakat. 73:20. In those first couple of pages of revelations, Allah commanded Prophet Muhammad to perform five daily Salat prayers and pay 10% of his net income for Zakat, charity. That means Salat prayers and Zakat, charity, have been performing already by those parties of Yahud, meaning Jews, and Nasara, meaning Christians, and these two religious duties were intact at that time. Subhanallah. This is an awesome news. And the most important part is that in both Injil and Torah we read that Zakat, charity, should be 10% of your net income. That is why Allah never mentioned the amount of Zakat, charity, in the Arabic Quran. That is why Prophet Muhammad never did ask Allah that what was Salat and what was Zakat, charity. Because he was a 40 years old educated man, since he was brought up in an important and wealthy family at the time. That is why the Arabic Quran says that Muhammad wrote the Arabic Quran with his own right hand, 69:44-48. Prophet Muhammad had already knew from those two existing parties al-Ahzab, so-called Jews, and Christians, about the Salat and Zakat charity. Remember, these information are in the first, only couple of pages, of the Arabic Quran, revealed to Prophet Muhammad. Allah be glorified. We should all fall prostrate to this awesome five-star, new hikmah, from Allah, the Hakim. Allah never leaves his devoted servants alone. Subhan Allah. This was an awesome knowledge and hikmah from Allah. I have been waiting for this hikmah ever since 9 years ago. Thank Allah, I have been paying 10% for my Zakat charity ever since 9 years ago, because Allah says that we should believe in his scriptures. And when we do not find the amount of Zakat charity in the Arabic Quran, then we look for it in the Torah and the Injil, and we find out that it should be 10%. Do not let those illiterate mullahs, preachers, and rabbis rape your heart and soul. Those mullahs came up with only 2.5% for your Zakat charity, just from the seat of their pants. Do not let them to make you steal 7.5% from Allah, or those preachers and rabbis tell you, pay 10% of your net income to those churches and synagogues, instead of paying in the cause of Allah. That is why we have millions of homeless people all around the world, yet those so-called religious leaders are getting rich every day. Do you think that Allah told Musa, or Yahud, meaning Jews, and Esau, son of Maryam, or Nasara, meaning Christians, that you guys pay 10% for your Zakat charity, and told Muhammad and those so-called Muslims that you pay only 2.5% because Muhammad was a good-looking man? Zakat charity was always 10% from the time of two sons of Adam, which it was accepted from one of them, and not from the other one, because he was not a righteous man. Please remember that I did not discover this truth and fact, yet Allah allowed this awesome hikmah to be received by one of his servants at this specific time and specific place. Discoveries, inventions, art, science, and findings are all inspirations from Allah to humans at the right time and place as he wishes, and they are not those that we think our brain is creating. Also, remember that the only way you would understand these hikmah from Allah is that you must have a pure heart, gal be motaha, and gal be salim, submit a heart, and you must have reached certainty, yaqeen. Just ask Allah to bless you with those qualifications, and ask him to teach you his Arabic Quran. We are the only Allah's activist in the world. Thank Allah for guiding us to his right path, and thank Allah for blessing us with all of these knowledge and hikmah. Peace.